first of all, we do appreciate, you know, Silk Road International Film Festival for building such a wonderful platform for films from countries like Indonesia to be exposed to Chinese audience. We don't really have a lot of opportunities like this to showcase Indonesian film, less not really mainstream film, to Chinese audience. So we're really looking forward to keep participating Silk Road International Film Festival, and we want the films to be well accepted, to be known by more distributors and exhibitors. That's the first expectation. Secondly, there are a lot of demand from Chinese production house to shoot overseas, to use their camera to capture the culture and the everyday life of foreign countries, right? People in the foreign countries. So we want to try to discover co-production and production service opportunities through this platform.
So from the name of the film, My Stupid Boss, I think it's a comedy film, right?
It's a comedy film, yes, comedy film. My Stupid Boss was produced back in 2016. The total box office in Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, and Indonesia reached about $2.6 million. So that's considered already top 10 in the film industry of Indonesia. Yeah, so it's very successful, light comedy. So we thought it's an interesting movie to bring to Silk Road International Film Festival. And also, the film is about a cultural conflict. It's a co-production actually between Indonesia and Malaysia. The film is actually based on novel. The novel is called Chaos at Work. So you can see it's about office, you know, office life. Office conflicts, I would say. The boss is kind-hearted, but the boss is, not very organized, always asks his employee to do crazy things. The boss's slogan is called Impossible We Do, Miracle We Try. So they do a lot of funny things. They do their best to serve their customer, but sometimes they try too hard, even they try things beyond their capability, right? But for the employee, right, you know, when the boss asks them to do such things, you know, they put their employee in a very, very difficult position.
So do they think their boss is very demanding and picky?
That's how they feel in the beginning. They thought the boss is crazy. The boss is stupid. How can you ask me to do this kind of thing? For example, deliver an iron door to the jungle in the Johor Bahru, right? You don't do that. But the boss, okay, the boss... the principle is okay. I try my best for my customer, no matter what efforts I have to take. So that creates a lot of conflicts. But then later they realize the boss is very kind-hearted, do his best. Then they reconcile. The movie, end in a happy ending. They reconcile. The employee even helped the boss to pass the crisis the company came across in the later part of the story. So they became friends, they had a better understanding of each other, they became even like family.
Mm-hmm. So why do you decide to introduce such a film to the Silk Road Film Festival?
Well, I think there are a few reasons. First of all, Silk Road is about, connection with outside of China, to close culture gaps. Second reason, it's commercially successful, it's entertaining, we want to introduce a fresh, cultural product to Chinese audience. Thirdly, we think Indonesian films are barely noticed by Chinese film industry. I can't remember any Indonesian film screened or discussed or released in China for a very long period of time. So we thought, movie is the best bridge that can help people of the two countries to have a better understanding of each other.
And through this international film festival, you've also brought the Chinese audiences for Indonesian
films.
That's
right. Yeah.
So I wonder, how is the plan for your company to introduce Chinese films to Indonesian audiences? Is there any Chinese film particularly interesting to the local Indonesian audience?
Okay. Yes, certainly. That is another very important mission of Nai Anqiao. We need to do exchange on both sides. In fact, recently we brought a delegation of Chinese filmmakers to Indonesia. So we brought 10 Chinese filmmakers to Indonesia. So basically for Chinese filmmakers to get to know the industry. So it's a first familiarization trip. Many Indonesian friends we know, they told us they grew up watching Chinese films. However, after 1990s, somehow Chinese film disappeared from big screen in Indonesia. Now we think we have another opportunity. Chinese culture is becoming more popular outside of China. The Chinese films started to grow in Indonesia, but only started to grow. So what are the films are well accepted by local audience? For instance, even Ip Man. Ip Man has a international name. And Kung Fu film of all sorts, Jackie Chan, so on, Jet Li, their films are still very popular in Indonesia. Unfortunately, other than old names, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and so on, other Chinese films, are not really exported to Indonesian market. Maybe because there are no one doing that. So that's why we think there are a lot of things we need to do to bring Chinese quality cultural products to Indonesia as well, and to introduce to Indonesian audience the other films, and non-Jackie Chan, non-Jet Li, or non-Ip Man kind of quality Chinese films. That's why for that we did, for example, the Chinese film screening. We organized Chinese film screening and showcased the films of, for instance, director Mr. Xie Fei. We did things like that, and we want to continue doing that. Both classics, award-winning films, but also new films that can represent a modern side of China. I think those films will be well accepted by the market.